ATL, I'm the mayor. Freak nigga, but my gear be tailored. Every now and then, shout at my rock later. Me and that pussy, I got acres. Yeah, no more nosy ass neighbor. Nigga, to all my haters.
I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants and shit. Shut up, okay, what's up? Shut up, okay, what's up?
And Treasons Radio, another amazing episode. Big shout out to the homeboy Jules closing us out this beautiful evening, man. How you feeling, bro?
It's good to be back. I missed y'all.
It's good to be home.
So I'm here.
Well, we're super glad to have you back. Remember, everybody out there, if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to hear it once again, remember you could check us out at crimesandtreasons.com. You can also check us out at citr.ca, where you can find a plethora of past episodes, including some OG episodes of my homeboy Jules. Big shouts to you, yes, you, for fucking with us, Vancouver's Rap Radio Show. Until next week, we out.
And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.
big old freak. Big booty, big old tree. I'ma make him wait for the pussy. Hit it in these big old ski. Ayy. Feet on the bed. Ayy. I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red. Ayy. Pop it, daydreaming by high rocket, huh? He hit my phone with a horse, so I know that me come over and ride it. Shit, I'm on the way, huh? Ride on that dick, I'm like, hey, hey. Usually I like to fuck, but tonight we gon' make love cause you play. Nobody know, I fuck with him on the low. We never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. Leaves with no tennis, so nobody saw. Ain't nobody creeps like me, huh? Yeah, what you need like me, huh? Ain't nobody got a funny tip tip.
Yo, you know we're off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR. Oh yeah, we got the squeaky mics over here. Hey, and we have some special guests here.
Hey.
Got Monica, we got Jules. Jules is going to be playing some, going to be spinning here today. Listen, if you never listen to Off the Beaten Path, listen, you're in for a treat. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish territories here live from the most western part of the UBC of Vancouver's mainland, UBC's campus, CITR. And special. So if you never listened to Off the Beaten Path, listen, it's Tuesday is the only day that you really should be listening to the radio. Listen, CITR, the best radio station in Canada. Tuesday night, the best radio segment in Canada. We have kicking it old school. We got Off the Beaten Path here from 10 to 11. We got Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 10. Listen, it's just nothing but good vibes. And what we do on the show, we like to talk about what's going on in the news. What's going on in current events? Listen, if you like want to feel smart as you're going through the week, it can be a little bit of, don't you want to feel smart? You want to feel like you have something interesting to talk about with your friends? Maybe you're going on a date. Maybe you haven't had a date in a long time and you're like, you know what? I need something interesting to maybe set myself apart. Maybe you're sitting next to your partner right now and you're like, you know what? We haven't had a conversation in months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
how do you feel about that?
Well, listen
to this headline.
Listen, just turn the radio up and then you just listen. I'll talk for you. But listen, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We got lots of music to play. We got lots of good shit going on. Listen, I personally have been listening to, I normally like introduce new music and new stories, new interesting ideas, but I'm fresh out of new music because I've listened to the same five songs for like the past. I don't know. I feel like 2 months.
Oh, I just made a cassette. Like I made a cassette tape on Spotify, it's called. And it's not a cassette. It's just a playlist on Spotify. And it has 98 songs on it. And I'm not going to listen to anything else for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I feel
I'm
like.
Good. That's all I need.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty set.
I'll shuffle it, but I'm not going to switch out.
Yeah, it's not. It's tough. And yeah, and so it's. Then these mics are up loud. So this is what we got for you. And also, the weather's been beautiful. So it's like, I feel like it's a time when I'm outside this past weekend, just working on a boat, just painting the boat, and just really feeling like, you know, the summer is here. Particularly
spring
for me.
Is here.
Summer's
spring
here.
Is sprung today.
Yeah, and it's like.
It's official.
Oh, technically it is spring.
Yeah, spring hit.
Tomorrow.
No, today, man.
I think it's the 22nd.
Whatever.
If you'd like to call in,
depends what time zone you're in.
Touche. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. Listen, the fun drive, while it ended a month ago, the fun drive goes on forever. And the CITR does so much great programming. They sponsor camps. They sponsor, they help people come into the studio and really provide a voice. Listen, if you've ever listened to Vancouver radio, if you've been in your car, you've been driving around, you know that Vancouver radio kind of sucks. And so CITR provides a great alternative, and your donations really help put a new tower on the roof so that not only can CITR reach more people in the Lower Mainland. Listen, we're international. We're competing with Elon Musk.
Gone global.
Elon Musk has Starlink. We have CITR. So whose side are you really on? That's a real question you have to think about, and you have to ask yourself when, you know, like kind of you're going through every day. You're like, whose side am I on? And you have to, like, as you're going through, you just kind of got to think about it. Like, you got to think about it at the grocery store.
Yeah. And think about, too, CanCon. How much CanCon are you consuming? You need more CanCon in your life. Whose side am I on? I'm on CanCon side.
You're on. Listen to Monica. She's giving you the goods.
Just listen to me, and you're going to be fine.
I don't know about that.
I was in a car that's like service airbags. I'm like, nah.
I was gonna say, listen, I've seen the dashboard, and she's definitely listening to herself.
She lights up.
When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some stories that's going on here in the Lower Mainland. Something you might find wholly unsurprising. But right now we got Belle Cobain. Listen, a song that if you listen to Off the Beaten Path, you've definitely heard before. Leader.
Romans, hurry, love is the only thing I've been asking for. Sidestep through the leaves, follow you when you leave. Translating the feelings when you're looking at me. Red light, dirty liquor, and the birds and the bees. Names exchange, loving on your brain. When we going back, tell me how long you wanna stay. Dancing under light, running home in the rain. Kisses on my face, hands up on my waist. No time, like did you put something up in my wine or my lips on my or a spell that you fed the grapefruit of mine. I ain't tryna do this forever and ever, evil. And when the sun comes, it's like I'll still be stuck. Grab my bag, hold a cap, hold a reefer. Now, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader. On the leaves, like you wake up, didn't expect me to leave. Coffee stain left a note with some weed. Boy, get high, cause reality's a thief. I said no more, I leave him wandering to east. Free park grinder, and you're stealing all my keys. That's grounded in my feet. Got a new friend in my new red sheets. Hands up on my waist, tight. Like, did you put something up in my wine? That you fed the grapefruit of mine. I ain't tryna do this forever and ever, either. And when the sun comes, it's like I still have these stuff. Grab my bag, hold a cap, hold a reef. Now, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader.
le livre en le livre.
You're back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. 101.9 if you're listening on your dial. Listen, so you know, you listen to Off the Beaten Path, you know that Issa is pro scammer. Now we got Monica on here.
Yeah. Hi. I'm a scammer. I'm not actually personally a scammer. I've never committed a scam. However, I know my people are very much responsible, I think, for the origins of scams. My people, meaning white Caucasian women.
Listen, that's
you heard it here first on CITR.
Yeah, just you know, I have
going off the beaten path today.
Listen, we can go off the beaten path. Listen, but there's a scam, and I kind of wish that they listen. It's a scam of the ego. So, a BC rock band was targeted by a birthday song scam, narrowly avoids losing a whopping $1,000. So. Like this, listen. I love scams because I just love the idea that somebody's just like, I can fucking do it. I can get over it. It's like the rush that I feel when I go to the self checkout and the security guard's looking at me and he's like, I don't know if that guy's scamming, but I'm worried that I could be in trouble for racial profiling, and then I get out.
Yeah,
you know, So.
So here's the difference there is like they look at you to think, oh, I can't racially profile this person. To me, they're like, there's no way. She must never steal. Meanwhile, I shoplift all the time.
Listen, millions of people listen to this radio show. I don't know if you want to tell people.
Arrest me. It's like, come on, guys.
We got to get to the scam.
Yeah,
I'm explaining to the
work harder, security guards.
Listen, so. The scammer claimed that. I'm trying to protect you. So if you listen to the show and you are an indie rock band in BC, listen. No one's paying you $1,000 to write a birthday song for their daughter. No. First off, just know that like if somebody asks you and you're some indie rock band, nobody's fucking paying you money to pay So what happened was the scammer claimed that the daughter was a fan of Mount Rushka and commissioned the band to write and produce a birthday song for them. Sorry, Mount Rushka. Nobody's ever heard of you, and you're probably scamming the Creative BC with getting grants because nobody's ever heard of you. If you look at this picture, does this band look like they're ever going to make any money?
No. but the thing is like, isn't there just one birthday song?
Yeah.
Like, how do you write and produce a new birthday song? Like, there's one song.
Yeah, I think they wanted personal. They didn't think they wanted personalized. Anyways, Mount Rushka. Mount Rushka. So how they Adam Lauren, who's the head vocalist of Mount Rushka, said a woman named Sandra contracted him and said that the daughter Jasmine was a huge fan and asked if they write a birthday song. So what they did was they sent a picture of a check and they deposited the check and then they were like, oh, sorry. We sent you too much money. Can you send back $1,000? And they caught on when they realized there was no cash, no e-transfer, and no check. But they almost sent $1,000. And I just think, like, damn. As a band, like, I feel kind of sorry in one sense. Like, feeling like they have to feel like a little bit of excitement, thinking that, man, maybe we do have actual fans and people can actually. Like, people actually are listening to our music.
Yeah.
But
And looking at that photo of the band, these all look like very nice people.
They look like people who believe in themselves. That one guy looks like Jesus.
They look kind of religious. I was actually going to say that. They look a little like they believe, you know, and like they look really kind.
Yeah, they look
really bad for. They should not have gotten scammed. But this woman, Sandra, you know.
I wish Sandra would have got away with it. I mean, how many bands has she got away with that? Because I could imagine, actually.
Bands? And how do you even contact the bands? It seems like, you know, you could just get a job, Sandra. But no, I'm gonna target indie rock bands.
I think that targeting indie rock bands is actually the way to go. If you're going to scam people, because, like, I feel like the only time I don't like people scamming is when you're scamming old people. Because other than that, like, I don't mind when stupid people get scammed. But, like, when old people get scammed, I feel like, damn, the old people don't know better. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you're an indie rock band, I'm guessing, especially if you're as old as these people look.
Our age.
You say they're our age?
Ish.
No, those people are at least in their 40s.
I don't know. We're old. Anyways.
Oh, anyways, maybe.
you don't know, time passes, it sneaks up on you. Listen, people don't look 40. Those people are probably 36.
You can look up the age of the Mount Rushka while we talk about it. Anyways, but I'm saying that, like, indie rock bands, I feel like have to be, could be perfect victims, because chances are the older that they get, they probably have jobs.
Yeah.
And they're living a dream. And mm-hmm. sometimes to get to your dream, you got to get scammed once or twice. It's just how it works. Yeah. And so, Sandra, listen, if you send me a check and you say, hey, can you give my daughter a birthday shout out? Here's $1,500. And then send me some money back. Guess what I'm never doing? You're never going to get me, because off the beaten path, we're on that shit. We don't fall into that.
We're warning everybody now. Everyone's on to you, Sandra. Good luck.
Good luck. But also,
your daughter Jasmine.
Also, like, teach me how.
I mean, it's just an email. It sounds like I can teach you how. I can probably figure it out.
Listen. The next episode, we'll be talking about Monica's potential scams, and then the following week we'll be talking about Monica's scams, and then the following week we'll be talking about Monica's arrest.
Yeah.
So you
guys will be my one phone call from jail.
The content that keeps on giving. Listen,
this radio station.
I would love that, to have a real scammer on. Listen, if we could get real scammers on here, that would be amazing. But you know what else is a scam? Vancouver's nightlife. So Vancouver's nightlife is a scam. Yeah. It's not even actually a scam, because nobody believes that it exists. Like, if you're like, yo, I got this great place. Like, I was driving over the bridge to IKEA on Sunday, and me and my friend were driving past Gallery. Remember, like, for like 1 month, there was like that new club, Gallery? You'd never even heard of it.
Because, is it the one with strippers?
It was the one with strippers, yeah.
I didn't go there.
It was like the Miami style nightclub.
But I did hear it was so good.
Yeah, we heard it was so good. And then, but like, I literally haven't heard about anything from that club except for a stabbing.
Wasn't there like a stabbing?
That should be like, that's naked.
Naked women. If there's naked women in a club, there's going to be at least a stabbing or shooting around. Men just can't contain it, they just have to injure someone. It's only a matter of time.
Say what you said again?
Isn't it, like, just when there's naked women in a club, it's just chaos. Like, there's just too much unhinged sexual, you know, energy happening.
And that's what Vancouver's night scene is lacking. Apparently, to the survey, says feedback seeks, there's a survey that seeks feedback on jazzing up the city's nightlife scene. Ooh. And I can say, like, listen, if you're starting off this idea with you need to jazz up the nightlife scene, you're already going down the wrong direction.
You've already lost
with the verb. Like, jazzing up isn't the direction.
We're gonna add some pizzazz.
It's like maybe that's exactly what Vancouver needs. Like, I feel like I could see Vancouver needing a more jazzy nightlife, because the actual clubbing is not working.
Yeah, people here like to sit down, and my ankle just cracked. I don't know if the mic picked that up, but people here like to sit down and be kind of quiet and then go home before the last C bus.
Yeah, I just honestly, like, sometimes when I see some of these types of when I see these stories, I look, and it comes with the survey, like, being in market research, I'm like, okay, like, I look at, like, how are they looking at the survey? Like, how are they trying to understand what do people want, and where are they fucking it up? Because whenever you see, like, a public institution give out a survey, I already know that the person who's doing that survey, collecting that information, that's not, like, their only job. This is just part of their job, and they always seem to mess it up. So there is a Vancouver Nighttime Economy Public Engagement Survey.
what questions would you ask on that survey?
Well, I'm going to ask you what the first question on that survey is. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being boring and 5 being awesome, what do you think of Vancouver's entertainment and nightlife image is worldwide?
I mean, it's 2. That's so broad of a question.
that's
what do I think of the people worldwide? Like, how do I even distill down what one person would, like, the consensus of people worldwide? I don't think people even know where Vancouver is.
Oh, but this
worldwide.
Could be, this is actually pretty nice. The survey also touts the idea of creating a job called the Nightmare, an ambassador / bureaucrat who would guide and develop the new nightlife initiatives. Fuck, I want to be the Nightmare.
I kind of want to be the Nightmare. Now I'm jealous.
The Nightmare would be a sick job title. Oh, the Nightmare?
Oh, imagine how many people are going to be hitting you up for guest list. Your phone would blow up.
I'm just thinking of all the LinkedIn requests I would get.
Oh, my God.
All the plays.
Everywhere. You'd be invited to everything.
All the plays you can do. Anyways.
They'll be calling you.
So, I have turned. You know what? You know what kind of questions would I ask on that survey? This is turned into a job interview. This is turned into a job interview.
This is kind of your job. I mean, like, you would probably be able to distill down more specific information than like these 1 to 5 or, you know, broad questions.
Well, because for me, I would think of 2 things. One, you're thinking of, you have to ask people who live here and then people who visit here, right? So you're asking like two different style questions. I'm asking people here, ages, you know, 18 to 27, like what kind of nightlife would you like, do you want? You know what I mean? Like, also, what do you do at night right now? And then kind of, what do you want? And then what are you looking for? How do you want to feel? You know, how far is too far to travel? You know, how, you know, what are some of the barriers that are to nightlife right now? I would say it's probably living close to where the nightlife is at. You know, that's the big problem. We talk about housing the issue here. How can you, like, how much do you pay for rent?
Personally?
Yeah, personally.
I mean, with everything included? Or just
Everything included.
I'm probably like 16, 17.
16, yeah. That's
100?
Yeah, you're a working professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
professional air quotes.
Like, you know, it's like how do you, you know, like I pay $2,200 a month, like I feel like I do pretty well, but also
yeah, you're kind of a boss. I think.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
but I'm saying, but it's expensive, right? And so, like, how can you like be young, and we're old. So like it's easier.
True.
We're
have
old.
We have years under our belts.
Yeah, we have careers. And so like it's like, but how do you young have a job and live and go out? It's impossible.
Roommates. You get roommates.
And you drink at home.
You pre-drink. I mean, you do the same thing that we used to do back in our day.
Yeah.
Which is you pre-drink and then you sneak booze into the bar. But I don't know. I feel like the younger generation than us don't even really like to drink that much.
I feel like they don't like to sneak either.
Yeah, I know. I've talked about so much sneaking on here. I'm from Edmonton. I just want to say this out loud. I'm from Edmonton. I'm from a different place. This is normal to me growing up. Maybe it's not. Maybe
well, for me,
with this. I don't know.
I mean, we're talking about this. I think I talked about this.
I can't stop scamming.
We talk about this on the show. Like, I feel like in the heavily surveyed culture we live in now, it's just like impossible for kids to have like sneaking is just not like a thing anymore.
People don't even think about sneaking.
Yeah, people don't even thinking about sneaking anymore. Like sneaking is not a thing, and so like
I don't know, but is that true? Is that true though? Because I feel like because you are so heavily surveilled, you'd be even more driven to sneak stuff around because you want to see if you can get away with stuff.
That could be potential. I don't hang out with enough young people to know if they're sneaking or not. And also, I'm like too old for them to tell me that they are sneaking. So, because I'll tell their parents.
We should go surveil some UBC students.
UBC students are losers.
What? I was one.
Me too.
Actually, yeah, I didn't make any friends here. I tried.
No,
but as you guys can tell, I.
When I mean losers, when I mean losers, I don't mean losers. Like, listen, I'm a UBC alumni.
They're just sheltered, and they're trying their best, but they just don't really. They need to just travel first. There's some cool people that go here.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of cool people that go here, and all the people who went here that are cool are in their radio station right now.
100%. So, but they also need to work service jobs. I feel like everyone should work a service job at least one time in their life.
Well, but anyways, I feel like the nightmare is a job that I know that Jules can help me get. So when we when we get back, we're gonna have Jules come on, and he's gonna tell us all about it. Until then, here's a song that you for sure have heard already, because I've only listening to 5 songs on the radio in 2023. Fuck.
Holy.
I had to cut Monica's mic off before she clowned me.
Like three. like three phones. I wish my love would pick up, hit my phone line. Hit my phone line. 1, 2, 3, my number, count of commas ain't the same. Who the fuck is Simon anyways? Simon says. Simon says. Simon says.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, CITR is the best radio station in Canada. It's the best radio station probably in the universe. Jules, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm great.
We even got Malik in the building. He stayed from Crime and Treason. Listen, we got a whole house full. Listen, all the millions.
I'm still here too.
Monica's still here. We didn't forget about you. Don't worry. So, Jules, have you heard about this position, the Nightmare?
In France?
No, the Nightmare going to be a new position
in Victoria or Vancouver?
Vancouver, from that guy you were talking to me about. What's his name?
Nate Sabine.
Yeah, he's suggesting that the Vancouver needs a Nightmare to help turn the nightlife around. As an arts professional here in BC, what is your take on the position of the Nightmare?
I'd be okay if Nate was the Nightmare. Is he what? Self-electing?
Nate. I was talking about myself. I was putting myself in the running for the Nightmare. I'm campaigning for the Nightmare.
You can be the Nightmare.
I just feel like the Nightmare is such a cool title for a job.
Sick. Nightmare.
Nightmare.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm like, you have to dress up like Jack Skeleton. I feel like that shit would be cool. Like, that's how I would go out every day.
I'm picturing you looking like the Monopoly man, like a hat and like a little tux.
I did win a Monopoly game last night. I am 2-0 Monopoly in 2023. So, moving on though. So everybody knows Nordstrom's is closing. Mm-hmm. Monica. Former Nordstrom's boss.
Yes, I opened that store.
You opened that store. How do you feel now that it's closing?
I'm sad. What's going to go in there? What's even going to go in that store?
Halloween spirit?
Yeah. I don't even know. Sellers. It's so. I love just going in there and walking around. I mean, I don't shop there enough because I don't have enough money to buy all the things all the time.
Apparently nobody has enough money.
Actually, I guess the Vancouver store, right, was doing well. But
you know what's crazy?
What?
So the sale started today. And apparently, so I was like anticipating this. I was like, okay, looking up, what is it going to be like? Because I too can't afford to go to Nordstrom's, but I can't afford to buy some shit on heavily discounted. Guess what the sale is at their liquidation sale starts at?
5%.
5%. You were right. Hit it right at 5%. Talking about scammers.
Do you think that's a scam or do you think that's just like proof of how rough it is to be a retailer in Canada? They're already so bankrupt, they're like, we can't even really give you a discount.
5% is not even GST plus PST put together.
No. That in Alberta, though, that works.
In Alberta, it might work, but they don't have Nordstrom's in Alberta.
Maybe not.
They have Cabela's.
There's nothing in Alberta.
they have Cabela's in Alberta.
There's a Nordstrom Rack,
Bass
actually.
Pro Shop.
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro? Yeah, they got that. They got that Cabela's. Times are tough. Times are tough. I went to the store the other day and cereal was $7. What are you going to say?
Well, I was going to say retailers have always had a hard time in Canada, though. It's always been tough. Like, they've never survived. Any Canadian store, too. I mean, any big department store has never actually lasted. Like, Eaton's.
What the hell is Eaton's?
Yeah, Eaton's was like, you guys know Eaton's.
We know Eaton's.
Yeah, it was there when I was younger.
Malk, you don't know Eaton's?
I'm too young for that.
Oh, young boy. No, but Eaton's was basically like a Bay, but just kind of shittier just same, but different. Yeah.
It kind of had a Club Monaco vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it did. And kind of Simons-y vibe.
Simons?
Yeah. Do you go to
Simons? What the fuck is that?
What? That's Montreal. Where's the Montreal guy? You know Simons.
Is that a
department store in Montreal that's killed it? And it's a great, store. There's one in Park Royal.
Department stores are no longer.
You know what? It's a bit like Game of Thrones. right?
It is kind of like Game of Thrones.
Like, mm-hmm. You can only be on the throne for so long.
That is true. That is true, because chaos is a ladder.
Right? Chaos is a ladder. That's the...
chaos is a ladder. No, I know. I think about that. I'm like Nordstrom's. Like, I want to go into the sweet spot where, like, do you think that, like, when, if they're only discounting 5%, when do you think they stop paying security? Ooh.
Stop paying security?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to stop paying security.
Well, when do you think they'll drop the prices from 5 to 10, 15, 20, 25 to 70? To like 70. I'm in there for the 70. I'm in there for the 70%. Listen, I go to the outlets. I don't even shop unless it's 70% off.
Okay, what do you think is going to be left at 70% off? What is no one going to buy? Until
it doesn't even matter, because I'll buy it.
But like, what's it going to be? Like, item?
Buy an extra small cardigan.
Well, the one thing that's awesome that's about being kind of big is that people in Vancouver are rather small. And so there's always stuff my size. Like when we went to the livestock sale, always XLs. Yeah. Always XLs. Because everybody who dresses nice is a small, a medium. You know, like that. There's always XLs. It's the benefit of being big. What are you laughing at?
No, it's just great.
Yeah. See, listen.
So happy life is so great. For you. You get so many good deals.
Life is all about finding good deals and finding good scams.
Yeah.
So. As it comes to scams,
back to scams again. This is
Scam Central. I'm just trying to think of like what is a scam. Like I'm just trying to think of like all of the things that I think of that to be great in the world are also a little bit of scams. Like ice cream flavors. So,
no.
What's the scam you see in ice cream flavors?
The scam I see is Hidden Valley. Launched a new ice cream flavor to be sold at Walmart.
Ranch.
Yeah, that feels like a scam.
Can you just freeze ranch?
Did you
sure in the bottle?
Would you sure have you? I don't shop at Walmart. But
circumvent that whole thing.
But would you eat ranch ice cream?
You know, come on, everyone would buy the like novelty ice cream once.
Okay.
Like,
Malik is definitely not buying ranch ice cream.
I just had a thought about where you would put this. Could you put it on like an ice cream sandwich? Like put it between two crackers or something and make like a savory ice cream sandwich.
Monica, get out.
With ranch in the middle.
I want to hear it.
It'd be like cream cheesy.
Listen.
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
I'm on a revolutionized snacking here.
I actually, when you said the cream, like a dill kind of.
Yeah, man.
I could see there being a weird thing. It's like the mustard on a watermelon thing. It's like, that shouldn't be good. But then you're like, all right.
I mean, I'd try it. I'm offended by that, even though that exists. Yeah. Mustard on watermelon?
So tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about what this sandwich you're trying to sell
us. Okay, so the sandwich. So think about it. It's a hot day. You're like, oh, I kind of want a sandwich, but it's so hot outside. And do you know what I would love? I would love to just have a quick little bite of some really cold ranch.
Yeah.
And then what you would do is you'd just take out the sandwich and it would just be like frozen. It'd be delicious, be a little melty. And you would just have this like delicious ranch. I don't know what would be on the outside. Some sort of like crispy
lettuce.
Wafer thing or like a lettuce. This guy is big on veggies. He put some lettuce in there.
He's veggie, yeah, it'd veggie
be
man.
Sort of, it wouldn't be a lot. It wouldn't be super thick, but it would just be kind of like a snack. A cold, savory snack. There's no such thing. Let's do it. Let's go.
I'm definitely not in for the ranch sandwich.
Or you could put it on a bagel. I was also thinking that, but then the heat might be weird. The ice cream.
A bagel?
Bagel? I don't know.
Listen,
Canadian? Did I just sound like, Canadian? Like, or is that an American?
Well, these two are Canadian. They don't say bagel.
I don't say bagel.
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 A bagel.
Bagel. Yeah.
Oh, she said bagel.
She's
you know, who fucking cares? Who cares?
I don't. Yeah.
The pronunciation.
Anyways, I think Hidden Valley is Hidden Valley is cleaning up because there are people who are just like, you know what? I'm gonna try
on a potato.
I'm gonna.
I was sorry to interrupt. I was just thinking potato, potato, bagel, bagel. The Hidden Valley on a potato.
Hidden Valley Ranch on a potato. Is this potato cold or warm?
It's warm potato.
Yeah, it could be a warm
Why not
potato?
Put regular ranch on there then?
Yeah.
Because there's an ice cream flavor. You know what? This ranch must also have sugar because like an ice cream is not just cold milk. Like,
it'll be
it's with the sugar.
Whipped.
It's sweet ranch?
Sweet ranch. That's what I'm saying.
It's
sweet ranch?
Sweet,
do you remember a few years ago they were making
cream? Okay. Now I'm looking.
Breast milk ice cream.
I would try some of that Cambodian breast milk.
I bet it's good. I'd try it too.
Any nationality's breast milk.
Oh, I was trying to reference a Chappelle show joke, but nobody. I see your Canadians. The Chappelle show didn't make it up this way.
The who?
Chappelle show.
No, it did. I just didn't watch it.
Anyways, but like, so they have these unique flavors. Hidden Ranch has come out with ranch. Sweet maple cornbread, which sounds like crack cocaine.
That sounds really good.
Blood orange chocolate chip.
That sounds good too.
Carrot cake. Approved. Strawberry shortcake.
Yep.
Honey graham cracker.
Yep.
Limoncello cake. Damn, they threw the ranch in there so that I would fucking read the story and then read all the ranch. I got scammed right just now. I just got scammed and it was too late to figure it out. You know what? Everybody gets scammed. That was probably Sandra who probably sent that story in. Let's clap it up
is
for
it
Sandra.
Is it written by Sandra?
Let's clap it up for Sandra. Let's clap it up for Sandra. Clap it up for
Sandra.
The author is Star.
Star
that's her code
is the name.
That's her
Star
code name.
Is the name. Just that's the definitely one. Sandra.
That's tight.
Sandra's definitely just out
a
here.
Bot. A bot wrote this article. That's a true scam. Bots are true scammers.
Bots? Chat GPT. Listen, I tried to get ChatGPT to write an article for me about Black History Month because
it's already funny.
because
I don't think you need to explain it.
February is Black History Month, and so sometimes institutions will ask me about to write something about Black History Month, and I'm like, okay, I'm not getting paid for this, so I'm going to see if ChatGPT can write it for me. And I wrote it, and they told me it sounded not personal enough, which means not black enough. So ChatGPT, I prompted it. But my first prompt was, I took a prompt, and I said, make this prompt 800 words as if James Baldwin wrote it, and he was a little angry. And if they wrote it, and they were like, and I was like, but a little bit more highlight diversity. And it just said it sounded like too generic. And I was like, and then me and my coworker were like, make it blacker. And then eventually we broke it. And it was like, yo, what up, dog? This is diversity. And we were like, yo, fuck, we broke ChatGPT. And then then I ended up just having to do it the old fashioned way and think and write my own article. Which ended up being fine, but it was.
I bet it was really good.
It was not bad. I was very happy with how it turned out, but it was. I was just disappointed. ChatGPT couldn't really bring it across.
Yeah.
So
he made you do way too much work.
Why do you think ChatGPT is a he?
Yeah. Did you?
Why are you gendering ChatGPT? So we have. Listen, we have 10 more minutes, so we have time for two more stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you some headlines, and then we're going to talk about which ones do we want to talk about. So, Kiska, the loneliest orca whale, dies in Canada's marine park. Sad.
Rest in peace.
Someone reportedly defecated near Hillary Clinton's seat during a Broadway show.
Okay.
Thousands of cockroaches. Vancouver renters' cockroach infestation spreads to 6 other units.
Yeah.
I know. These are horrible.
What building?
Yeah, that's what we're going to try to figure out. Virginia high schooler born without legs wins state wrestling title.
I love that one.
Idaho close to allowing firing squads for execution.
Jesus.
I went to Idaho last year. I believe this.
All right, we'll start with that. True. Listen. I feel like we. I was
choices, man.
We got roaches. What was the first one? Firing squad, execution. We've got what else?
Listen. This is real shit that's going on in the world.
The Hillary Clinton defecating one. Sometimes you just poo. Like, it's not up to you.
Yeah, honestly, I feel bad because
I feel like that's not on purpose. And if it was on purpose, like, do it in, like, the car. Like, do it on, like, the dashboard.
So there's some controversy around whether it was on purpose or whether it was an old person.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I've, like, had close encounters, personally. Especially in a theater, like, you don't want to leave. You don't want to, like, you know, stressful it's situations. Fine. Some people can't.
When's the last time you pooed your pants?
I don't want to talk about that.
You brought it up.
No, I'm just saying. I just want to say, I know people, some people out there, relate to that. So,
listen. If you pooed your pants and listen, as much as we're laughing, off the beaten path is a safe space to poo your pants. It's also a safe space if you were like, hey, I'm actually the one that pooped next to Hillary Clinton. You can call in here and you can tell us that too, because I think that, like, there's no, I do feel bad for whoever did the pooping, intentional or not, because you didn't get the desired result.
Not only did you shit your pants in public, it's making global news.
It's making global news. And also, like, there's no, it's just nasty.
Everyone knows.
Not a good season.
It's not, it's either nasty and embarrassing or it's nasty and it's, like, disgusting. You know? There's no, like, you know, it's like, damn, I feel sorry for you, or, like, wow, you need help. You know?
It's about Hillary Clinton somehow.
Yeah. I just couldn't imagine. What's more gross? What would you rather have? Somebody poop next to you in a theater, or wake up and you find out your neighbor has cockroaches and, like, they haven't spread to your house yet, but, like, you know that your neighbor's roaches are bad.
I'll take the poop.
I'll shit any day. Hell no, man.
Listen, I grew up, we had roaches, and I can tell you, I'm never going back. Listen, if I found out my neighbor had roaches, I would fight them. Like, I don't believe, like, I believe in bullying. So, like, this show
your neighbor or the roaches?
Both of them.
Both.
Square up.
Both
square
of them.
Against the
what
little
roaches?
What
do roaches do? Like, do they erode things? Like, do they?
No, they just exist.
Gross.
They just exist.
They kill the vibe.
Roaches are the nightmare, and they kill the vibes. Like, like roaches kill the vibes. Like, I can remember. So I remember, like, my stepdad, him and my mom were dating. His apartment, his kids, they have roaches, and
but not you.
No. Because my mom's house, we didn't have roaches. I see. They have roaches. Yeah, yeah. We would go over there, and you'd be like, "This is crazy." Crazy.
Were they, like, visible on the walls? Like,
roaches are,
like, paint the picture.
I can't, roaches are scary because, like, when you're there, they're kind of gone. Like, when the lights are on, they're not there. But if you wake up in the middle of the night,
oh my God,
and you left any food out, there would be roaches all over,
like,
everything. The counter. You open up the drawer. Just little skinny. You open up the drawer and they're just walking around. Listen, let me read the story so we can find out where these roaches are at. If you find roaches, okay. They don't tell you where these roaches are. Oh man, this is a horrible.
How do we kill them?
You can't.
What?
Roaches have been here since the dinosaurs.
What?
They are little dinosaurs.
They, like, survive, like, nuclear explosions, everything.
Malik knows.
So he's got to lead them out. You gotta herd.
You have to leave. If you get roaches, that's their apartment, and you now have to move.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible. But anyways, this story is terrible because it just says six units have roaches in Vancouver. Like, must be bad, because an infestation means horrible. Like, roaches are in the walls.
Yeah.
In the drywall.
Yeah, that's so bad.
In the sockets.
Yeah, okay, I'm scared now.
Okay,
now
yeah,
I'm
so.
I have nightmares.
Yeah, so if you listen, if you're listening to the show and you have roaches, if you listen to the show, listen, do not move to, I'm not even going to tell you where they are, because you might bring your roaches to my crib. No,
where,
thanks.
Does it say where the place is? What neighborhood?
No, it doesn't say which neighborhood that they're in. But roaches, honestly, and also roaches
call
can
in.
Be.
You should call in if you have roaches. Tell us.
Yeah, listen, call us if you have roaches in Vancouver and tell us about it. I can only imagine that the roaches in Vancouver are probably pretty big. disgusting. All right, we got one last story to talk before I wrap it up. You know, I never have this many people on the show. It actually feels pretty good to have.
We should all come back.
Some bands, yeah, you should all come back. Listen, you all are welcome. You all are welcome anytime to come down, and talk on Off the Beaten Path. So, as the last one, obviously, you know, we're going to save the best one for last. A college student charged with stealing over $500,000 in credit card scheme. Listen. LaSalle University student stole more than $500,000 from her former employer. Ariel Foster, I'm telling you, the college degree that you were planning on getting is not worth as much as what you're learning right now. If you can learn how to scam $500,000 in 1 year, do you need to go to college?
I'm already really proud of this
person. I'm proud of Ariel. I'm proud. I'm proud.
So amazing. How did she do it? Is she a white woman?
No, she's black. So Burlington Police Chief Thomas Brown said Foster would increase the price of merchandise she scanned at the register and would refund the difference to her own credit card. Police say she stole a total of $547,187 in eight illegal transactions. Eight transactions? Woo! That's crazy.
Wow. What were people buying? She is a genius.
What was she buying? She was buying.
$100,000.
She bought a Tesla. She bought Louis Vuitton. She spent $20,000 on a trip to Maui, $6,000 in airlines tickets.
What transactions added up to $500,000 worth of remainders?
Yeah, I mean, what a great, you'd have so much fun doing that.
That's,
excellent scam.
She was scamming the school.
Oh,
she was working at the school.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, maybe an elevator.
What's
they
school?
Bought an
what's
elevator.
Like a university?
And
oh, no. She was not at the school. She was at a jewelry store in the mall. Where
she worked
working
at the jewelry store.
Eight transactions. Dog, that's crazy. Eight transactions. She made 600 bands.
Okay. I could see that with jewelry.
You know what, Ariel? You've always got a spot on Off the Beaten Path. If you want to come sit and talk to us, if you want to come teach us how to do it, eight transactions. Like, imagine if
she just done seven and got away with it, right? Malik, you're an accountant.
I mean, yeah, it's an accountant. Like, I don't know why she just went small, but high quantity. You're not going to catch that.
Yeah, like, I feel like she could have gotten away with $100,000 easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I mean,
she got
depends.
Greedy.
Year
classic.
End. I mean, they say within a year, right? So tax year, you go through, you like do all your receipts, accounting, whatever, right? Wouldn't you do that? Fiscal year? Did they say calendar year or fiscal year?
I don't know. Whoever's auditing those books, not a good job.
Not a great job. Not a great job at the month end.
Yeah.
Maybe they
were in on it.
I just feel like she
cooking the books.
This is going to be a great lesson for her. She's going to, I don't even know where LaSalle University is, but I'm guaranteed that school sounds like a scam.
Yeah, it does.
And LaSalle University, it's not even LaSalle. It's LaSalle. Sounds like she's earned her degree already. I should start giving out honorary degrees off the beaten path, honorary doctorates for Scammer of the Year. I'm actually, you know what? 2023, we're going through. Ariel Foster, you're in. Listen, you might be able to get out and commit another scam.